Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps. 92.3 The Fans, which you got it locked into. I am here until 2 o'clock, and then Jonathan Peterlin, Nick Wilson will take you from there all the way home from your, hopefully, your last day of work for a little bit. Or if you're on vacation right now, good on you. You played your cards right, and I'm proud of you. And you probably should be proud of yourself, too, as you're sitting there listening to it. So 216-474-0092, the number to hop on with us. So we've had this joke for a while, and typically it's Jeff and I who will do this, and the two of us will sit there and giggle. And so it's going to be Jeff and I a little bit next week, and I'm sure we will have many a meeting, but right now we are going to hold a meeting of the Evan Mobley Stockholders Club, right? Right now, Evan Mobley Stockholders meeting, there are refreshments along the backside there, someone brought lemon squares, we've got coffee, we've got the whole kit and caboodle. We're living the high life, and let me tell you, stock is looking great. Right in the Evan Mobley stockholders meeting. We are in really good shape here. And when you talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, I feel like that this season, the beginning of it is Evan Mobley. And I know a lot of people are going to point to Donovan Mitchell, and a lot of people are going to point to Kenny Atkinson, and a lot of people are going to spread all the praise all the way around. And agreed, praise goes all the way around. But the jump that Evan Mobley made in the playoffs last year against Boston seemed to have unlocked something in that guy. And he, mixed with what Kenny Atkinson wants to do, has become a completely different animal this season. Especially on the offensive end. Averaging 18.5 points a game. Right? You'd love to see it hit 20, but hey, it's working. And it's working in the flow of an offense. And he's doing it with only getting one more shot a game. Went from 11.1 to 12.6, so 1.5 shots per game, right? So you're seeing the amount of field goal attempts maintain about the same, but the quality of those looks are getting better. And the decision-making that he has is getting better. He's getting to the line one more time more than he used to. I'd like to see the free throw attempts even get a little bit higher than the 4.1 he's at right now, because that means he's pushing the rim a little bit more. But I love the way that he has added some muscle, has been able to hang with guys a little bit better than he did last year, B, worked on his ball handling, and C, Kenny Atkinson recognizing how Evan Mobley was always a bit of an underrated passer, and how his ball handling has improved. And is now starting to funnel the offense a little bit more through Evan Mobley. And not in the old school way of funneling an offense through a guy where you put him on the block, and you know, the old Tim Duncan, you throw him a bounce pass on the block, and let him go to work for a turnaround jumper or the elbow jumper or the dunk or even the dump off to the other big for the easy dunk and all that kind of stuff. Some of that is in there. But more the way that Kenny Atkinson came in and saw how Draymond Green was able to succeed with the Warriors and how he can gear a lot of that and retool some of that philosophy into how Evan Mobley operates. So now all of a sudden we are living in a world where Evan Mobley can be the primary ball handler on a couple possessions in a row, freeing Donovan Mitchell to go off the ball screens, freeing Darius Garland to go to off the ball screens to get better looks, whether it's in the Darius Garland case, a little bit more stand and shoot looks, come off of pin downs, all of that kind of stuff to get a wide open look on the move, or in the Donovan Mitchell case to get a back cut to get him the ball and collapse the defense a little bit more and make one more pass, or to be able to succeed, you know, and be able to find his own shot along the way. This feels like the season where the Evan Mobley leap that we were all screaming for last year has finally taken place in year four. Now, again, we're 30 games in. This all can change at any given point. But it feels like we are now in the position that we all thought we would be in with Mobley from the beginning, which is that Evan Mobley is the second best player on this team. And maybe, just maybe, he could even find his way to first. It's going to be a little bit. Donovan Mitchell's still unbelievable. But right now, Evan Mobley stock, oh, we're high, baby. It's way high. Buying in is going to take you a lot. And those of us who are in on the ground floor are living the high life again. They got Steve Winwood blaring in the background. We got palm trees swaying. We are in a good place right now. And that's the way that this thing should be. And I think the biggest beneficiary to Evan Mobley stepping up and to Kenny Atkinson is actually Donovan Mitchell. In an interesting way, yes, his shots are down. But there was a great piece in The Athletic by Tony Jones, who covered Donovan Mitchell when he was with the Jazz. Now still covers the Jazz, but a little bit more of a national writer for The Athletic. And he did a great sit-down with Donovan Mitchell where he sat there and just chronicled a lot of what took place with the Jazz and how he is happy and at peace in Cleveland and how he knows that his shot attempts are down. And he's good with it. And it's basically, hey, whatever we can do to benefit the team is what I want to do. Whatever we can do that is best for what the Cleveland Cavaliers to win basketball games, that's what we're going to do. He talked in that piece about how he stepped up his perimeter defense on the other side because he wasn't having to carry the load as much on offense. That's the kind of stuff you want to hear. Because I heard forever that we can't live in a world with two, I believe is the man who stands right or sits right where I stand, I don't like living in a world with 2 6-foot guards. I don't like 2 6-foot guards. I don't like 2 6-foot ball dominant guards. I've heard that over and over and over again. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, sure. Of course, we would all love nothing more than if there was some way we could stretch those two out so that they were 6'7". But that's not the reality of the situation. They're two incredibly talented guards, though. And if they can D up and if they can put on some muscle and they can, for lack of better terminology, put their big boy pants on and go up against guys who've got them by 6 inches and hang, this team is in good shape. And that's what you saw. And it stood out to me more than anything else in that NBA Cup game against the Celtics, where you could tell Jason Tatum in the last 4 minutes of that game was switching Darius Garland onto him and going, oh, I'm going to put you in the torture rack and you're done. I'm going to send you into the post and I am going to eat you up because I got 6 inches on you. And that's before I stretch my arm out. And Darius Garland hung. Darius Garland went, you are not going to put me in the torture rack. I am going to kick this thing up. I am going to body you up. I am going to show you my strength. And I am going to make your life miserable as you attempt to get these shots. And they did it over and over again. And Garland hung. And when you've got Evan Mobley and you've got Jared Allen, two guys who in the back end of that defense can really help you to clean it up, two guys who are long, two guys who can use that arm, you know, that reach that they have to cover two different sides of it, can move the way that Jared Allen can move the way that Evan Mobley can, where you can switch 1 through 5 and you can do all those different things that you can do on the defensive end by having them there. If those two can hang and those two can make life miserable, it makes that playoff run that everybody is looking for the Cavaliers more sustainable and more likely. Because that was the weakness. A lot of people saw Darius Garland and they compared him to Damian Lillard. And of course, everybody looks at Lillard and you see the shots from wherever and you see the great dishes and the A-plus teammate and the great leader and all that stuff that Dame Lillard was when he was in Portland and now in Milwaukee. But there was the other side of Dame Lillard, which was that he was just a horrendous defender who wouldn't stand in front of anybody. Some of that due to the fact that he was having to carry all the load of scoring in Portland. And some of that also due to the fact that you just kind of didn't want to. You know, defense is effort. Defense is, defense is caring. Defense is not resting so that you're good to go on the offensive end. And you're seeing with how the minutes have been distributed. I mean, Kenny Atkinson's playing 10, 11 guys a game. It's insane what he's doing for the bench. You're seeing that they're spreading this out. Donovan Mitchell's playing the least amount of minutes of his career. And you're seeing how these guys are hanging. And you're seeing in that column how Donovan Mitchell is going, I don't have that weight of the shoulders of the offense on me, so now I'm able to lock in on the defensive side. I'm not here to trash J.B. Bickerstaff. I don't find that constructive. But what I see is that a coach came in here and saw the talent that was on this roster and went, how can I best utilize this? How do I get these two guards, who are a little on the undersized area, to best benefit? Well, what if we run them off the ball screens? What if we still have some of that high screen and roll game, but we do a little bit more than just have one pick and roll as everybody else spreads the floor? We have guys move off of pin down screens. We have sets. We have all of these different things that help these guys get open. We can run the offense through Evan Mobley if we need to. That's the stuff that this Cavaliers team has done this year that has blown me away more than anything else. It's the fact that Evan Mobley has made a leap. And credit to Evan Mobley for doing that. And credit for Evan Mobley for putting the work in. And credit for him for all of that. And credit to Kenny Atkinson for looking at the puzzle pieces that were put in front of him and saying, how do I build this into the puzzle? How do I make this thing whole? Where do I need to plug this in? And props to all 11 guys on that team for buying into what's happening. Because if you read everything that's taking place and you see the clips that are coming out inside of that locker room from the beat reporters, man, vibes are great. Life is good inside of that locker room. And I don't think that goes anywhere. I don't think that's going to change at all. And I think they're going to hit a rough spot at some point. They're going to hit a rough patch. Somebody's going to get banged up. Somebody's going to miss 10 games. It's the NBA. That's the way it goes. It's 82-game season. No matter how well you do to rest these guys, somebody's still going to roll an ankle one night. Somebody's still going to yank a hammy. Someone's still going to run into some kind of an issue like that of broken finger, hurt wrist, whatever you want to point to. It'll be interesting to see how they pivot with that. But I don't think the vibes inside of that room is going to change. I don't think the vibes inside of that locker room are going to be any different. Because this team seems poised to win. This team seems to want to play together. And frankly, this team seems happy. And as long as they continue to strive for that goal of a title, and that happiness remains, and these guys want to play together, the sky's the limit. Remember, though, the bench gets you to the playoffs. The starters and your stars get you through the playoffs. So keep that in the back of your mind as well. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson. Next, Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92 to the Fan.